Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 14, 1843, Carlisle Bay was buzzing with anticipation as crowds assembled for the long-awaited regatta, which was promised would deliver spirited competition and public amusement. Instead, as the Barbadian reported the next day, that excitement gave way to tragedy when the proceedings were marred by the death of one person. Leading up to the tragic incident, newspaper reports indicated how meticulous the regatta was being organized, following resolutions adopted at a meeting held on February 8th. According to the Barbadian's report on that date, the event would feature a series of races among various classes of boats with the intention to show off those with the best maritime skills. These included Bridgetown lighters, merchant ships longboats, wharf rowing boats, jolly boats, flying fish boats, and gigs, some to be rowed by amateur competitors. Substantial entrance fees of between $1 and $10 were levied for each race, with prizes augmented by subscriptions collected from supporters of the occasion. Kicking off at noon sharp, it was expected that the course would see sailing boats depart from the engineer's wharf at the sound of a gun being fired. They would proceed around a flagboat moored off the Pelican Reef, then another flagboat off Needham's Point, back again around the starting boat, repeated the course, and finished by taking a flag out of the prize boat, which was to be moored off the Hornby in the center of the bay. Strict regulations governed right-of-way, sail handling, and conduct during the races. Captains Allen and Brown and John Sainsbury Esquire were requested to act as umpires to oversee the proceedings and ensure fairness and safety, while John Torrance, Arthur Moore, Patrick Kikeli, and Henry Hardy Esquires were requested to receive subscriptions from parties desirous of promoting the proposed regatta. Despite these precautions, however, on this day, February 14, 1843, the festivities were overshadowed when a small vessel that carried an unusually large mainsail got into some trouble. It reportedly belonged to the ship Islander and was navigating the bay in strong winds under the command of Mr. Rock Howell. As a sudden gust filled the sail with force, Mr. Howell prudently ordered the mainsheet to be released. Tragically, the instruction was not heeded in time, and the overpowering pressure caused the boat to capsize and sink. Rescue efforts were immediate, with boats dispatched from several nearby vessels. Mr. Howell and three of the crew were successfully saved, but one unfortunate man was unable to be recovered and perished in the waters of the bay. The incident deeply affected those who attended the regatta, and what was meant to be a celebration of maritime skill and community spirit transformed into deep sorrow. As noted in the Barbadian, on this day, February 14, 1843.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.